One of the reasons I do is because I was pretty much alone that morning, and my impulse when I heard what had happened and the full magnitude came to my understanding was to go to my computer and find that image of the Earth from space and print it out and put it on my car window. That was what I was feeling, was that this was something that had happened to our whole world. And that before the following Sunday, I went to a flag shop to get an Earth flag. You all have probably seen an Earth flag. I was the only person buying an Earth flag in that very long line that day, and they were like, you want a what? And that Earth flag hung on our pulpit for years after that first September 11th. And sometimes I wondered why I was having this reaction all by myself. And a year ago, I moved to Orlando to start my ministry here. And within 3 weeks, I ended up at last year's Celebration of Peace. And I thought to myself, these are the people that I've been looking for 10 years. So thank you for being here. It was a wonderful way to start my time. When we can come together and look at things that are going on in our world and say to ourselves, how do we do something better than this? How do we make something out of this situation that has happened? How do we bring more love and more justice into our world? You know, peace. Peace seems like such a simple concept, right? Love one another. Ever heard that suggestion? Would y'all turn to somebody, preferably someone you don't know? Show them a little love? So, that's not hard. All you have to do is get everybody else in the world to do it. We could throw in the golden rule if we want to. But you know, it always seems like it's more complicated than that. And that's because peace is not just the absence of conflict, it is the presence of justice. And justice is really complicated and really hard and really challenges us. But we want, I mean, all of us want a world where all people are at peace because their basic needs are met, because their rights are respected, because their world is sustainable. We want peace because we know things are in the right order. We want a world where people work out of a place of peace and love, not a place of hatred, a place where they are working out of that place of hope and not that place of fear. And so we wonder, how can I achieve these lofty goals? It seems impossible to ever get to this place we imagine. And it is impossible. It is impossible if you think you're going to do it all by yourself, and if you think you're going to do it today. But if we know that this is something that we're going to do together, together today, together tomorrow, and the next day, and the day after that, then so much more is possible. There was a Unitarian minister who lived about 160 years ago. His name was Theodore Parker, and he was an abolitionist. And he was shunned by many people where he lived. But he did not cower. He stood for freedom of all people. And he did not say it is impossible. In fact, he said something that we often hear quoted. He said something that that is actually paraphrased on the rug in the Oval Office. In 1953, he said, "I do not pretend to understand the moral universe. The arc is a long one. My eye reaches but a little way. I cannot calculate the curve and complete the figure by experience of sight. I can divine it by conscience. And from what I see, I am sure that it bends toward justice. Working for justice in his day, Theodore Parker helped to move the moral arc of the universe toward more justice and more peace. Because of his commitment and the commitment of so many other people not to give up, we are in a world with more peace and more justice, but there's more work to be done. And in the last 10 years, we've been in a struggle for which way we're going to bend that arc. Because some people want to bend it toward hatred, some people want to bend it toward fear, and it is going to take us, all of us, working together to bend it toward peace, toward love, toward more freedom for all people and justice around the world. So you say, why, how can we have peace in our hearts when there's so much work to do in our world? How can we ever feel at peace? There's always something more to do. We need to remember what we are called to. We are not called to fix it all alone. We are not called to fix it today. We are called to do our part. We are called to do our part in bending that arc. Because that arc, it is not bending all by itself. It'll only bend with our hands and our voices helping it to bend. We are called to work toward peace and justice in our day, and when we know we have done what we are called to do, then we can have that greater peace in our hearts. Today we celebrate the peace we find in our world. We celebrate the possibilities yet to be fulfilled. We celebrate the peace that is in our hearts that both brings us comfort and gives us strength for everything else that we can do. So today, let us commit. Let us commit to continue to work together to create and to celebrate the peace that we want to see in this world.